the Target Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Target Podcast powered by Harriet Betts. I'm your host, Deshawan, and with me in studio today is African football specialist Sipho Sihle Sony and Keba Motsoagae.
Thank you very much for having me, Desh.
Greetings. Good to be back.
Gents, welcome. We're going to discuss all things Bafana Bafana related as the national team drew with 174th Andorra. I mean, I don't know where to start.
You know I'm angry.
Yeah.
I came into office quite angry. But
is it a case of same old Bafana been here before?
Without eating into the talking points that we're going to discuss later, you know, I think if you put together an Umlazi Fast 11, they would go and...
Damn, that's harsh.
Two teams with lawyers, firemen, paramedics,
yeah,
doctors.
Yeah.
Look, Andorra. Look at Andorra's record. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. I don't even think they've won 20 games in the entire history.
Mm.
And Bafana Bafana just decided, and I sense this, I've spoken to you about this before. I've told Sticks over there that Bafana Bafana will find a way to make a bad team look good for no reason. But we'll get to it.
Yeah.
Maybe also just to touch on that, I didn't expect them, you know, to play a draw. I thought we were gonna win, even if it's just 2 goals, but I thought we were gonna win. Because Bruce called up quite a lot of new players.
Yeah,
you know,
there were many fringe players that you know, we saw for the first time.
Mm, yeah. So I thought even if we don't play like we played you know, during AFCON,
yeah,
but we were gonna win. So it was a bit of a disappointment that they played.
I wanna say a disaster. I mean, I think Andorra opened the scoring in the opening stages of the game. It was like 5-6 minutes on the
5
clock.
5 minutes,
and
yeah.
It was a howler as well.
Hey, that was bad for our goalkeeper, Ricardo Kost.
Yeah.
When you're in the pitch, you need to focus.
Mm.
Like, your focus must be there.
I want to say when you wear the national jersey, your absolute attention must be given.
Mm. Yes, it must be in the game. So I hope something like that doesn't, you know, happen again. I hope he learned his lesson and
yeah,
it will not happen again.
Yeah. Keba, do you think he was maybe a bit too comfortable?
Yes. I Sticks has actually hit the nail on the head. He just looked like it was casual. And remember, this match was broadcast to a global audience. This is a part of FIFA's FIFA series and exposing teams like Andorra to the world, and it's happening in Algeria, one of the powerhouses of African football. So to make a mistake like that in front of so many people, I can't comprehend. I'm still trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Do you think he's hurt his chances for the national team?
No, he has not. No, he definitely it won't. It's a nice learning lesson for him. Unfortunately, he's going to become a YouTube meme. He's going to be a viral meme. And I'm sorry, Chief, this is banter. It's football. It's going to follow you around for a while. Look, we're not going to throw out the baby with the water. We'll laugh about it. It's just that the problem is now we threw away rankings points. It's probably going to hurt us on the rankings now because we've drawn with Andorra. So they get points from us, as opposed to us winning. If we won the game, we would have got nothing. But
yeah,
the fact that
we
they
helped
drew
them,
with
yeah,
us, yeah, they're going to take points away from us, which is a problem.
Mm.
I think it's Ken Hertz, you know, his spot in the team. The competition is tough there.
Yeah. Bavuma has been sensational,
yes,
for
Bavuma,
Chiefs.
Williams, they can still call the AmaZulu goalkeeper back.
Mm. And also Sipho Chane, who's
yes,
shown what he can do from the penalty shootout.
So, we've got like plenty of talented goalkeepers. So I think whenever you get a chance, you just need to take it,
yeah,
grab it with both
yeah
hands.
Mm. Can I touch on that? Thank you very much for raising that point. It actually goes to show you that we really do have depth in goalkeeping for the first time in I don't know how long. So, yeah, maybe if he puts it that way, that it'll hurt his chances. But are we going to judge him on a technical error or his goalkeeping?
It's carelessness. I want to say it's carelessness.
Like, perhaps.
You know, I don't... It was obviously a footwork issue because you see, I think he had 2 touches. The first one,
yeah,
he didn't trap it. The second one, his heel hits the ball backwards.
Yeah.
So it's a footwork issue.
Yeah. Modern goalkeepers. And you know what? Maybe I'm contradicting myself because now modern goalkeepers, now more than ever, are like an 11th man with a ball at their feet. So that maybe might hurt him.
Yeah. And
He should understand with everything happening in PSL, teams now they press, you know, they press like really high. So I'd say he shouldn't
no mistakes
like that. Because you know, one touch, the striker is here.
Yeah.
It has happened. If you remember, it's happened to Peterson. It has maybe twice. It has happened to some other goalkeeper.
I think it's twice in the PSL and once in the MTN8.
Yes. It's something
he's been
that
dropped.
He should
he's
know.
Been dropped from Chiefs.
Yes.
You know, you look after that, I think Calvin Johnson said, this is one too many times. You're now benched.
Yes, I think he made the mistake when they played Golden Arrows and that was his last game.
Mm.
So it shows that if you keep on making such mistakes, it can hurt your position in the team. Same thing with Kos. Let's say they put
Bavuma,
yes, and he doesn't make those mistakes. He keeps a clean sheet.
And keeps his place in the team.
Yes, how he usually does with Chiefs. So, next game, there are higher chances that they put him rather than Kos.
Yeah. Well, of course, that next fixture is in a few days' time as the national team looks to do battle with Algeria. We're going to get to that in a second, but let's talk about the striker. Elias Mokwana scored a striker's finish, a number 9 finish. Very technical player in the box. You saw his first touch, second touch. I think he got the shot away.
Yeah, that was brilliant. That's something you expect.
You won from your number 9.
Yeah. That's something you expect from English Premiership players. That was top.
We know that if Bafana Bafana wants to win anything, to convert bronze medals into silver medals, into AFCON trophies, into qualifying for the World Cup, strikers, poachers, guys who will score with everything but the arm, this is what we want. We need competition up front. And we've got goal scorers. We do have goal scorers. It's just that consistency in the league. Fine, that's one thing. But with not that many international football games happening in a season, hey, bro, we'll take those 5 goals in 12 games that Bafana play in a year. Those, they do add up. They add up to qualifications.
Yeah.
And so Mokwana has announced himself. He just needs to build on it because it's a good look for him at and Sekhukhune United because, you know, Hugo Bruce seems to see something in that team that we don't, but and it's working for him.
Yeah, but Mokwana has been on the radar of Bruce for some months now because you notice that he was one of those players that Bruce selected to keep warm, if that's the way I want to phrase it. In his team that he took to AFCON, because I think you were allowed to take a maximum of 25 players, but he chose 22, and the 3 individuals, Mokwana was one of them. So he's been linked with a national team previously.
Yeah, it shows that Bruce has had an eye on him, and it's happened with other players, and then they get dropped. But with him being consistent there at Sekhukhune, he's finally getting his chance at Bafana. Hopefully, we're gonna see him more because he really performed well.
I have a question for both of you, gents. Do you think the spot for the starting striker in the national team is still up for grabs, or has Evidence Makopa made it his own? You look at Mabasa as well. Mabasa is another player that's, I want to say, hot.
How old is Ikram Reyners now?
Reyners is a youngster.
28.
That's a man. I'm looking at him like, okay, if you've got Evidence Makopa, who works? No, Evidence Makopa works as a starter in African football. He works. He's perfect. He's a bothersome striker. Now, let's say we play 4-something-2, 3-1-2, 3-1. Somebody needs to support Makopa. Those knockdowns, those opportunities that he creates, those that link up and play. He does what Benny used to. People forget that Benny was more of a creator than a goal scorer in terms of how he linked up. And that's what Makopa, he's a poorer version of him. And if the likes of Ikram Reyners I'm thinking Reynolds will need to understand that, hey, bro, there's competition now, and with Mokwana having announced himself on the international stage, left your game. Mabasa, hey, you are in, you've got the front lane to starting, and I'm assuming he's going to play against Algeria. So, yeah.
You know, I just want to jump in here because it doesn't seem like Bruce wants a fast, pacey forward, because you look at Reynolds Mayo, haven't really, like, cracked the nut at the national level, and I want to say it's because maybe he wants an old-fashioned number nine, someone that can play as a target man rather than hold the ball up.
Yeah, it seems like that. But also, I think we have quite the pool is big. Our talent, you know,
the selection.
It will be interesting to see if. Remember, we still have four-star. We still have. Can you remind me the guy who played in France? I think he's currently injured.
Motiba.
Yes, it will be interesting to see if, like, when they are back, if Makgoba is still gonna be there, still gonna perform. You know,
excellent point. No, excellent analysis once again.
I think Makgoba is that luxury that we need. He's going to be there, because, like I said, we don't have a player with his physical attributes in African football, and like I said, he was one of the standouts from AFCON 2023, and it's just support. I'm sorry, the late Phil Masinga, that's who I wanted to say. Phil Masinga, Evidence Makgoba. We might not like how he does things, but boy, is he effective, and he's a threat. He's a threat in a box. That's all that matters. And at the same time, that height can be useful in defense. Let's say we are holding on for dear life. Hey, Evidence, go head the ball out. You know, utility players that are modern football style.
What about Kanyisa Mayo then? I mean, the man has been on fire for Cape Town City for, I think, two seasons now, back-to-back seasons. He might be the top scorer in the DStv Premiership. I think Costa scored a hat-trick, so maybe he's no longer, you know, on top spot. But definitely he's one of the top three strikers in the league right now. And that's just by goals. I'm not even speaking about his quality off the ball.
Yeah, Mayo is a great striker. We've seen what he can do there by City. But as Bruce has said, that he has been watching him, yes, and he sees that he's good. But what more can
improve,
he
improve?
Yeah, can he get, you know, to a higher level than what he has been, you know,
currently doing? Producing?
Yeah. So I think it's around that.
Yeah. Do you think it was maybe a positional change for him, or maybe he's just kind of phased by the national team because he plays in a similar position for Cape Town City? Last season was a winger. This season, it's down the middle, and he's shown that his goal threat is still unmatched. For Bafana, he played through the middle.
Look, I see a lot of people are angry. Not angry. They are very critical of his performance. Guys, he's been out of the system for a while. Sometimes these things happen. Yeah, like I said, it's Andorra. He mustn't take it too hot. I think Bruce is a clever enough man to think, you know what, maybe bring him in some capacity against Algeria as well, because I know that the team against Algeria will be stronger. And you might find that, hey, if he comes up against the likes of Mahrez and whoever, the star players of the Fennec Foxes, he'll deliver. He's been out of the system for a while, and it's worked. The positional changes worked. He's a good player, and he'll just have to build upon what was a disappointing outing yesterday.
Yeah. Let's talk about Patrick Maswanganyi, because I felt it was a man of the match performance by him. I think he hit the woodwork. He had a goal disallowed, if I'm not mistaken. Man was playing through his socks for the national team. Looks like he wants that central attacking midfielder spot. He wants to dethrone Temba Zwane.
And Temba Zwane is aged now. He's he's in the winter of his career, and if that's the attitude that he has, then I think we're in good hands. We've got good midfielders, and imagine having a mentor like Temba Zwane, because Temba Zwane has gone from being out in the cold to being a linchpin for Hugo Bruce. You remember Hugo Bruce was very blunt about Temba. Temba proved him wrong, and Hugo Bruce was not proud enough to admit that, yeah, I got this wrong. So it's not even a matter of competition now. I'm sure if he could, Hugo Bruce would take Temba Zwane to the World Cup if we get there. And if you've got Temba, if you've got Maswanganyi competing, And it's just great. It's great that you've got somebody who can guide you into international football, because yeah, he definitely sees this opportunity against Andorra.
Yeah, what a performance by Masongani. You know, he has been performing well for Pirates, and he went straight to Wafana and also performed. It's good, because there's been a lot of talks about Themba Zwane and his age and who is
going to replace right him, candidate yeah?
to replace him. So
I know at one stage Hugo Bruce even converted Lyle Foster to a number 10.
Yes.
And I think he played behind, it might have been Makopa actually, I'm not sure, but it was against Morocco on home soil. Maybe La Paz was a striker and Foster was the cam.
Yeah, at least now we have someone who
is a recognized midfielder.
Yeah, who's natural in that position, won't need to maybe to make adjustments and stuff like that. So it's good to see Masongani performing like that. Not only on Pirates, but also
in the national team.
In the national team.
Yeah. Does Hugo Bruce go brave and play Masongani against Algeria, or does he play a well rested Themba Zwane?
That's a bit of a hard one. But for me, I'd start with Zwane maybe around 60 minutes.
Bring on Masongani.
Bring in a fresh Masongani.
Maybe he does the opposite. Maybe he starts in Masongani and then brings on a Zwane for the last 30, because if you look at legs, I want to say Zwane could be a bit more clinical in the final stage.
I think several players who impressed yesterday will probably get a start against Algeria. Like Masongani, why not? Why not catch Algeria? Because Algeria will be taking us seriously. They'll take us seriously now because we've established ourselves again as a force. Naturally, a lot of the core is Sundowns players. I don't know how many of them are up there. If I'm not wrong, several of them are in Algeria.
Yeah, so I think the head count was 5. The last time I checked, off the 5, 2 started yesterday, which was Mashego and Morena. Mvala, Zwane, and Mokwena are on the bench.
I'm assuming they're going to begin. They're going to start. But Masongani now might be, because of rhythm, he's got the rhythm, maybe he will start, as opposed to Themba Zwane coming in cold. But I don't know what Bruce... I'm just thinking it from a logical...
But you've seen what Masongani has done in the big games as well, because even against Sundowns, when Pirates played Sundowns upon the resumption of domestic football, he played really well against them. And, you know, he had the ball and, you know, he left the defensive duties to the defensive-minded Orlando Pirates players. You know, your Tims. I think even the centre-back pairing of... Loki and Sabisi had Lorch checked, you know, it gave the forward plays a good sort of a stable platform to go and launch the attack. You saw Hotto performing well, Makopa played well, Masongani is a link-up play.
Yeah, that was brilliant. It's good to see football like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to see more of Masongani.
Another product of the Super Sports Academy.
Yeah. Super Sports conveyor
belt, shall you say.
With our game against
Algeria.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing him there. I strongly think that Bruce should start him. I mean, the Algerians are familiar with Zwane and the Sundowns players. So maybe we can catch them, you know, off guard with Masongani. Of course, yes, Zwane needs to play. We know what he can bring in the field of play. But maybe, as you said, start Masongani and then around the last 30 minutes, put in a fresh Themba Zwane.
You know, you mentioned what he can bring. That's a good question to actually flesh out, because of the two, who offers more and maybe... who's more important? That's like what I want to say, because it doesn't mean because somebody runs more, they're more important, or somebody plays a dual position, they're more important. You know, like, I want to say that they are different players. Can't compare them. There's about maybe an 8-year age gap, but that age gap brings with it experience, technical prowess that you just can't buy.
You must remember there was a time where the likes of Alessandro Pirlo was 38, 39, and he was a linchpin for Italy and Juventus. And
I think he reached the Champions League final that season as well.
Dude, Zwane, Sticks does agree with me regarding catching Aldair off guard. But at the same time, you don't have to overthink it. Zwane has handled these North Africans like a child at a kindergarten. He has no problem handling them. And I think maybe that's where he should start, because I want another famous win. These North African teams don't know what to do with South Africa. They don't know, simply because of Mamelodi Sundowns doing well, Orlando Pirates doing well on the African continent. And that intellectual knowledge, that intellectual property filters through. It actually does. We underestimate this experience. And Masangani, he's going to have his chance against Algeria, whether he starts or he's on the bench.
Yeah, honestly, even if it's not in this fixture, it's definitely on the horizon in his near future. So
Nigeria.
Yeah, that's one player to keep an eye on. Another issue that's, I want to say, a hot topic right now is the rift between Rulani Mokoena of Mamelodi Sundowns and Hugo Bruce of South Africa. Who is more important?
Both of them are important.
No sitting on the fence.
Let me be a politician. I'll get my point in slipping in. You must remember, Rulani Mokoena is at the height of his powers. He's feeling himself. He has carved and shaped the best team on the African continent in Mamelodi Sundowns. Hugo Bruce, on the other hand, is probably in his last coaching job. He's a European from one of those nations where when they speak English, they are blunt. They don't kiss anybody's... I won't say it on the podcast. So they naturally are going to clash. Desh, if I've got Orlando Pirates and they're winning everything left, right, and center, and they're making a mark on the African continent, and they've got the ambitions of reaching the Club World Cup and probably winning it one day, I would also want to be respected. But at the same time, Hugo Bruce has got one goal and one goal only, to make sure that Bafana Bafana is kicking ass on the international stage. And he wants, he's going to need the support. It just needs Safa and Sundowns to be transparent. Who is lying and who's telling the truth? Because it's just typical. We can't have this club versus country thing happening when Bafana Bafana is on the rise again.
Yeah, but you don't need the transparency. I think the media reported that Bruce was quoted as, say, the Mourinho of the PSL, and referring to the antics of the famous Portuguese tactician, and how he's lashed out at players, managers, colleagues of his own, and the media, and he's liking him with Rulani Mokoena of Sundowns.
Like I said, Mokoena needs to just reel himself in a bit.
Yeah.
He needs to reel himself in, because Hugo Bruce has been on this rodeo so many times before. He's dealt with far, far worse. He's an African champion, for instance, the man who revived Cameroonian football. So Mokoena, it just needs egos to be checked and communication, because he tried this approach of involving coaches in whatever seminars and just get-togethers and whatnot. And
Hugo Bruce.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know that he tried to.
I believe the PSL shut that down, or it wasn't.
You see, because it's a SAFA and Premier Soccer League, which is politics for another day. And I think Mokoena needs to just he's built. I know he demands respect. I know he wants respect, but he needs to relax. He's a young man. He's got the rest of his career ahead of
him. On my side, I think both of them are important, because in order for Hugo Bruce to succeed at Bafana, he needs the best South African players. And currently, who has the best South African players? So I think it's something that SAFA and PSL should intervene and make sure that it doesn't,
get any bigger. Yeah,
yes,
because the World Cup is on the horizon. The 2026 World Cup is really not that far away.
Yeah, and the stuff that we keep on reading or hearing our national coach say, it's not nice. I think even the CS Galaxy coach, he said some stuff about Mokoena, which is not nice. I mean, if all of that is true, SAFA should really intervene. The team should intervene.
But what power does SAFA have over Olani Mokoena? Because isn't that a PSL disciplinary commission? Yes.
Then they must communicate with PSL and follow due processes.
Can I add to what he's been saying? It's just that Hugo Bruce is on record saying the reason I chose Sundowns players is because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, it works. It just works. It assists me. So they know, he understands the value that a strong team like Mamelodi Sundowns has on Bafana Bafana. I mean, we saw it yesterday and in the performance against Andorra that we fell off once the core of the players from the Brazilians were missing. And it's just now a matter of, like I said, communication, because SAFA and PSL, we know they've got their politics, and it's just put the national team first. But like I said, both are important, but the national coach is more important because Bafana Bafana are our ambassadors on the international stage.
I think we all know that it's not a crime to select the best players from a single team. We've seen it happening. I mean, the famous example is that of Spain in 2010. So if Sundowns players are good, then they must be selected. The team, the coach must not, you know, try and flex their muscles.
You don't have to.
In terms of it, just let the players represent the national team, because I'm sure it's what they want to do. It's what, you know, it's more like every player's dream to represent his country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I add something as well?
Go for it.
Sundowns has planned for the eventualities of their players being away. They have got 3 players in a position. So
3 teams to choose from.
Exactly. You've planned for such eventualities. You've got ambition, and you understand that ambition means that Bafana Bafana starts relying on you. And as such, you're going to have a situation where maybe against SuperSport United when the international break comes.
Mm. I mean, just imagine, Mokoena is away on international duty and you're calling on Sipho Mbule, MasterChef, to play against Chipper.
Thank you. They're playing SuperSport. So Chipper, whoever. And you've planned for this. So that's why it's like...
You're stocked up.
Relani, you understand what's at stake here. We even see you as a future Bafana Bafana coach. Just conduct yourself in such a way that you're not alienating other people in the league, because when you alienate people and burn bridges, amen, at the end, nobody's going to be there to stand up for you.
Mm. Do you think the 2026 World Cup is the final parting piece for Hugo Bruce?
The age is not on his side.
It's his last coaching job.
Yeah.
I think it's... Like I said, just going back to that Kulusongo Dau miss against Nigeria, that would have been Hugo Bruce's legacy, taking Bafana to the final. That is his last great achievement after having raised the Indomitable Lions back to the top. Imagine you've taken Bafana to the final.
An AFCON final.
And
just
probably we would have done something against those Ivorians at home. So now your legacy set. Why not take Bafana to the World Cup? Yeah, lost
you've definitely given me some goosebumps. And, you know, I thought that can of worms, you know, I'd swallow that pull, but gosh, it's just.
I'm sorry,
back
it's going to haunt
memories.
Me for the rest of the year. It's going to haunt me for the rest of the year. Haide Kuliso, you're the best right back in the continent. But, chief.
Of course. You know, as we look ahead to the fixture against Algeria, players like Riyad Mahrez, Nabil Bentaleb, Reinet Nouri, Musso. Owar, I think he's currently at Roma, being coached by Daniele De Rossi. It's like doing such a phenomenal job in the Italian top flight. How are we going to look to set up against this team with the number of attacking players that they have?
Well, safety first. You saw South Africa in AFCON, any tough opponent, it was just about absorbing, keep you out of the game, and then hit you with a bat. So we are going to look for like a 4-5-1. Makhopa isn't... okay, so that's a problem because we don't have a target man. I still think that we are going to set up safely. Don't lose and look to win the game. But then again, as we've said, South Africa is so comfortable against North African teams. We might even look to steal the game.
Mm.
And the fact that the match is going to be played at the Nelson Mandela Stadium, that why not get that win?
It's going to be a tough one, though. But we have to go there to win. As much as we are not impressed by their recent performance. But I'm sure, as Geba has mentioned, Bafana will put in a strong team because they know Algeria, you know, is going to come for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully, you know, we get a win. In terms of setup, yeah, just put in a strong team, an experienced team, yeah. Maybe more of the players that were, you know, in AFCON.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it will be a match that will be watched because now South Africa is back on the map against a team with the world's, some of the world's best players. It's going to be friendly, but it's not going to be friendly. And that's a win, another win to help make us get nominated as one of the teams of the year by CAF. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Those Algerians, we share a good relationship with them as countries, but it's going to be war on that pitch.
All right.
But given how South Africa has been performing when facing the North African, you know, countries, the tiers that we've brought to them, so I'm sure they will also try and, you know, come out strong to ensure that we don't embarrass them in their home soil.
We've got a positive win-loss record against every North African team, by the way. Mm. So no other team in Africa does. So.
Yeah. Do you think home advantage plays a big part in this one?
Oh, no. That stadium, I know, the Nelson Mandela Stadium, is the way it was built. It's one of those where the crowd is high and on top of the players and it creates a din. And I can imagine 60, 70,000 people just backing Algeria. It's going to be tough, but then, hey, boys, there's enough experience to handle something like that.
Yeah.
All right. That being said, Jets, give me your predictions.
You go first.
1-1. We're going to score first, but it's going to be 1-1.
I'm going to be with South Africa on this one. I think after their performance, they will want to redeem themselves. So I'm seeing South Africa winning 2-1.
Mm, all right. Well, we're going to have to wait and see how those predictions plan out. From all of us in studio, it's been an absolute pleasure. And until next week, cheers.
Thanks for having us.
Hit the Target Podcast.